This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
Hey, everyone. 5'10"?
Not kidney beans, corn, peppers, onions.
Yeah, it wasn't good steak seasoning.
It's not particularly my jam, but I
throw it. It's not jam, it's like mixed vegetables meat.
Yeah.
Don't make it over there.
That's my stir fry, but I didn't really have a pan.
And 154 pounds.
You're a skinny boy.
So they kind of just got
5'10" and 154 pounds.
And 1876.
It's good.
They mix well in the jar.
You got like a runner's build.
Tommy, are you halfling?
I am halfling, and I'm
thick. The taste is good, but not. It's almost
built
sweet.
Thick, okay.
He was
not all.
Well,
he got this from training he did to become a pole vaulter, but he didn't cut it.
I haven't rolled bodybuilding, and I'm 1869 strength and
16
pound.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. You are.
I would definitely like
5 foot
like
tall.
The texture of corn.
I am a tall halfling.
Yes, you are.
Does that mix as well with the?
How tall is
he? Yeah.
5 foot.
5 foot halfling.
I really like 32 pounds.
That is like 6'5".
He is a barbarian. So.
That is like 6'5" in halfling terms.
I'm still an ant. It's about everybody in the body.
It's in the GMG.
I know.
176 pounds.
I'm aware.
How tall are you,
dude?
It's also more
than
not you.
5 foot and 176 pounds.
Halfling.
He's a halfling. He's like Andre the Giant of the halfling.
Square.
Dude, he's lighter than he's 5 foot tall as a halfling.
That's nuts.
He's a really big halfling. He's a barbarian.
He slays in the human villages.
Yeah, the halfling barbarian.
I'm just a short king
of the
humans.
He's like Andre the Giant of the halflings.
Okay, you don't have anything that affects your height,
he's
right?
Just
in your
a
descriptors.
Little bit smaller than
you. Okay.
This
are smaller than a
sturd? You are shorter, shorter than average.
A sturd was 5 foot, like 225. When we started it.
Dude,
some of that was fat, though.
It'd be pretty easy to mistake this guy for human.
His strength is only like 60.
You're 33 inches tall.
Sturd becoming...
That's 2 foot ten.
You're 2 foot
nine.
Ten.
And they're brothers.
Two foot nine.
Twin
Wait,
brothers.
I'm 2 foot ten.
He's 2 foot nine.
No, they're a year apart.
Brother.
They're a year apart.
He's the Ryan of a
They're a year apart. Okay. Oh, and you're heavy for your height.
176.
No, it's all muscle, baby.
68.
Are we brothers? Can we be brothers?
No, but keep in mind, I have a 17 strength, 17 dex, 18 con. So.
You know what's great about that? You're the older brother.
He's built like a
And
tank.
We have the same profession.
Okay, then we have the halfling illusionist, right?
You grew up here. I want to be my brother.
Who's slightly taller than average for
halfling. I want to be just like him. Hi, bro. It's like the summer after puberty.
38
you
inches.
You sleep for like an adventure. Come back. Hi, bro.
Correct. And...
What happened to you?
Gosh, it was like this.
69 pounds. 69. 69, dude.
Can I be like 6'7"?
Wait, are you?
That would be
you
so Elvin, correct?
No, over Elvin.
No, that's not even a possibility. 176.
Also,
you're almost three times as heavy as I am.
You are 5
and almost twice
six.
Your height. You're 33 inches.
6 inches. 5 foot 6.
You're 33 inches. I'm 60 inches. And 1 year or younger.
90 pounds. 5'6" and 90 pounds.
Wow!
Dude, I'm like twice.
That is something.
With a 23 cumulus.
Yeah, the halfling is twice your weight.
You imagine how
I am
gaunt. You must be. Right?
How tall are you?
She's like a gymnast. Or like a supermodel.
How tall are you? 5'6"?
5'6".
5'6" and 90.
For reference, Charlie is 5'4", 110.
Yeah.
So, that's unreal.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that color is going to be possible.
It's got to be because you're gray.
Have you not seen any supermodels?
They don't weigh that
they
little.
They don't weigh that little. They're 25 pounds underweight, every one of them.
If your BMI is that low, you can't be a model. They just won't be.
BMI, what's
your? Your BMI definitely... It needs to be a little bit on the lower end, but...
You're like a lady... You're like a model from, like, the 40s.
If you're, like, like bones visible, then you can't be a model. That's it.
BMI. Remember that elves do have thin bones.
That's true. Elves
also,
I cannot check on this
BMI chart.
Aaron, that's modern day models.
It doesn't go that low.
Aaron, that's modern day models. If you look at models from like the 70s, they were all
100 pounds, 5'6". Your BMI is
16. Because that's not that low.
Not only was just like nobody obese compared to today.
That's only like right on the line, but the 10 pounds.
Also, the standard of beauty was the crazy skinny.
Yeah.
Like way, way.
I guess that's true.
Like in the 50s and 60s.
What does it say there for like how unhealthy it is or whatever? Does it say that?
Well underweight.
Well underweight.
Underweight is 19, greatly and a half.
I think I'm underweight too.
So maker 105.
I'm still almost twice your weight.
Run it at 105 and see what it says. This is delicious, by the way.
105 would be
it's jambalaya 5'6". And the red beans and rice combined.
That was 100 at 5'6".
Because I really like the red beans and rice.
105, 110 at 5'6" is 18, which is just under.
Oh, that's good. We'll go down.
It looks like you threw in the kidney beans under the corn.
I did. I put it all together.
Come on, this is organ anatomy that you're comparing to human anatomy. So.
Yeah, so this chart goes down to 90 pounds.
If you're a little underweight,
5'6", it's 15.
If you're reading underweight on there as an elk, you're probably like healthy weight as an elk. They're just tiny.
Well, mind you, it is possible on this chart to roll. I rolled the minimum for height, it's 5'6". Oh no, I take it back. I didn't roll the minimum for height. I rolled the maximum. That's the maximum for height, 5'6". That's why it's so thin, because she's so tall. The age range is only 90 to 120, or the weight range. So her maximum weight was going to be 120.
Which would be well into healthy, I think. It would just to be healthy, 90.
Oh, you know what? There's a different chart for females.
That's male. Jeez.
Okay, so actually you'd be 60, which is 5 foot tall. Sorry.
I should have played a female and named her like Bertha.
And 90 pounds. So try it at 5 foot tall and 90 pounds.
I should.
How's it going, little sister?
Pretty good.
Dan. I should have.
Just underweight 18.
I should be a female halfling, Dan, and name her Bertha. A stereotypical muscle mom name.
It's elven weight, so her bones are thinner, lighter, yeah. So she more of it. She doesn't have to look unhealthy by being underweight.
Just very, very skinny.
Dainty.
Dainty, yes. Delicious.
You know, I've already knocked out at least two.
Some of the things that we have for meals here, we could
really
just
think about a third, but
like we could open a restaurant. We'd be great.
You see my meal list I have. I had like 30 meals.
We could do fundraisers.
Or probably more.
You know how to make, is that what you're
saying? Yeah, at least. Cool. But really, it's probably more than that. Day. That's just the ones that I think of when I go to make grocery lists, which I don't make grocery lists super often. So I probably know how to do like 50 or 60.
Okay. Here we go with spells. Illusionists, get ready.
Oh, and bodybuilding.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do bodybuilding yet. We should probably do your own bodybuilding.
Should we roll it? Is it like a 2d10 or something?
Fine. Yeah, bodybuilding 2 is strength, dex, and con. You get a percentile dice to roll to start with in each stat. You get 2d10 added each level. Every 100 is a new point.
Does it, like, say you have 95 and you roll 10. Do you go to the next stat at 5?
No, it just...
Or you stop at the 100?
She doesn't have a name yet.
Yep. Can I name my character, or are you naming it?
You can
I'm
name.
Just trying to find the
same
one.
Page
76,
EMG.
You get a
0
page 2? 76. No. So not even first level. Second level is first level. You get percentile dice at first level. 2d10 at second. 2d10 at third. 2d10.
I was like, oh, I'll just steal my master's spell.
So start at second level.
I rolled an 18 on second and third level.
And then I realized Dorkin has 150 spells in it.
Which put me at exactly 100 on my first two rolls.
Fighters, when you hit 18, you roll percentile dice again to add the percentile dice.
Look at this.
Well, I'm at 1800 for strength. So.
That's only fourth level. He goes up to 7.
If you make this anytime, I'll eat it.
He has somebody's right spell. And he knows all of them.
1800 strength by level 3.
I'm wondering if this is not the right DMG.
It might not be. I have one right here. What do you need?
I was just trying to find the saving throw. Okay. Probably visits this one right here.
Are you using the DMG? What do you had open before
this?
No, that's not a DMG. Or you want under the PHV. Next to the month, under the left. That's right. The left. There you go. That one. That's the DMG.
Okay. So illusionists, get ready.
I'm ready.
All right. First level.
17.
Okay. It will be slightly different, but I'm going to go. Both of you have change self.
I'm having issues. Hold on.
You probably push the button.
That's why your comeliness is so high. You change yourself so many times.
And then for chromatic orb. Is it just a D?
D10.
Chromatic.
Oh, I spelled it right. Holy crap.
Or just CHRO.
For dexterity bodybuilding.
Orb.
It is the only orb spell.
For dexterity dot bodybuilding, I rolled 83 for all.
These are all first level spells.
Yep. Arden color spray. RJ, darkness. Both of you get detect illusion. RJ, hypnotism. Arden, light.
Wow, I didn't get hypnotism?
Nope.
Nah, because you got the proficiencies for that, dog.
I can just kind of do it.
Both of you get phantasmal force.
Look at Kurt. What's your waistline? You probably have no boobs because you're so skinny.
Nah, it's like 30%.
Arden, phantom armor.
The character is
both
like,
of you get read illusionist magic.
The waistline all the way to the left, the chest all the way to the right.
RJ,
so we both get phantom force.
Phantasmal force, yeah. Phantasmal both, force. And then you get read illusionist magic, which is what I am or read. And then RJ get wall of fog.
I think they're all first.
And we're on second level.
Really, you have to roll for that?
Yeah, I mean
it's a spell that
you have to get it from your trainer.
I mean, but it's like it's common as magic missile for them. So
both of you have the second level alter self.
77.
Blur. Detect magic.
Everybody in this party can detect magic.
Improve phantasmal force.
She gets it. Barbarians included.
Invisibility.
Yeah, look match.
We have to break
RJ,
all the magic items
ultra
together.
Vision.
Wishbone time.
Arden, ventriloquism.
You want sharpen?
And we're on the third level.
Why do I always get sharpen?
Third level.
No, I'm holding upside down. I'm collar.
Both of you have continual darkness and continual light.
Just hold you by your forehead.
Are those technically separate spells?
Yes, they are.
I just need to do hit points.
You don't use spells, though. You use patterns. Two separate patterns.
I'm
never going to
pick that.
Well, it's worth the effort. Dispel, illusion, both. Arden, hallucinatory terrain.
Hallucinatory?
Hallucinatory. RJ, invisibility, 10-foot radius. Arden, paralyzation.
Should we come up with anything for backstory, please, or you have...
You can do some backstory, although I'll have to name you.
I'll wait to see your direction.
Phantom Steed, both of you. RJ, rope trick. Both of you get spectral force.
Nice.
Force.
Arden, suggestion.
Doctor.
RJ, wraith horn.
Again, can't possibly be more effective than this.
What is it, wraith horn?
You know what it is? It looks like you do this, and then it just says suggestion.
Makes you a big cloud. Makes you a big cloud of fog that so you can be confused by dead.
Somatic components is writing what you want.
Like little spaces. The wind will blow you away, so you have to go.
Did I miss one? I feel like I missed one.
I have no idea. I wasn't keeping track of it that well. Did you get Phantom Steed?
Yeah.
Spectral Force.
Did you get Rogue Trip? Spectral Force. Invisibility Temple Radius.
Allows you.
Spell Illusion.
Spell Illusion.
Continual Light Dark.
Yep, I think you're good. Okay, fourth level. Dispel Exhaustion, both of you.
Oh, nice.
Arden, Dispel Magic.
And Dispel Exhaustion, and we have two Barbarians in a fight.
RJ, Minor Creation.
Dang it. You got all the cool proficiencies, you know?
Both of you can take Phantasmal Killer.
Oh, no.
Phantasmal is Phantasmal, or just Phan, period. Kill, period. Something like that. Okay. RJ, Solid Fog. Arden, vacancy.
Solid fog?
Yep, Arden, vacancy.
It makes an area like it's not been used very long time.
Okay, I think you guys get through four. Does that sound right? Fourth level?
Oh, Josh. Yeah. Saves.
Okay, and so then in your books, but not able to be memorized because you're not high enough level yet.
Nine.
Yeah.
We have the same sheet as one. Petrified Poly.
Arden, Major 12. Creation.
Petrified Poly? Wait, this one has a level now. Rod Stab is 13.
And Summon Shadow.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one. Sorry.
And RJ?
I looked at the wrong one.
You get those at 9.
I looked at the wrong one. I was looking at Cleric, apparently.
Projected Image.
Yeah, we might go
11. Paralyzed Poison. 12. Petrified Poly.
We might play Dirty
And Maze.
13 for Rod Stab 1.
What level of spells were those?
5.
But they're in the book right now.
Right.
13 breath.
So you can cast those out of your book, but they're permanently gone. Okay.
11, 13, 12, 13, 14.
Do that.
I think a halfling gets like a 4 bonus or something.
I know why.
Okay.
I don't know which one.
On cantrips. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Same here.
Which is zero level spells that they cost for one quarter of a first level spell. So if you use a first level slot, you can take 4. Colored lights, both of you. Dim, both of you.
Okay,
haze, both of you.
On Rod Staff, Rod and
RJ Mask.
It's plus 1 to die.
Arden Mirage.
Oh, what's your constitution actually?
Noise, both of you.
Actually, get plus 5.
And that's it.
Versus wand staff and rods and spells. Rod staff wand is plus 5, spells.
Yeah, all right, everybody get bodybuilding done. We get that done.
So you can add 5 to die, or you can subtract 5.
I need to do a double bodybuilding. I need to roll my 8 levels.
It's 2d10 per level, right?
Okay. And then, Jason, does that have enough battery on it? You can take it out of the room? Okay, take it out of the room, close the door behind you. I'm back in about 5 minutes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, and the poison.
I'm still getting older one. That was delicious. That was the sword. Okay, so here's what's going on. Jason's character, Adam, has what's called another life ring. And we kind of explored this some in the last session where Deerwood had to go get him, basically, and bring him out of it, whatever. And so what it does is it transports his spirit, essentially, to another life where he's married, has kids, lives in a section of the Panreach capital city, which is basically halflings, elves, and humans. Okay? So this party in that storyline in his another life story is going to be joining him to go on a quest to take his sister-in-law to a city that is some distance away, and it's in the middle of a war zone or a very tumultuous area. And he's going to be talked into it by his wife, basically, and he is going to accompany this party to go. So the storyline that these characters are generated for will take place when Adam is sleeping, at times when he's sleeping, okay? And so in his dream, he will live the other life, okay? Now, when he is awakened, then the other life essentially goes on without him, but he will take part in it whenever he is unconscious or dreaming, etc. The item is an item that dragons use because when dragons are in human form, they age like a human, and so when they age like a human, they become older dragons faster, and so this allows them to function as a dragon, but also function elsewhere as a human at the same time. But he's taken it and made it his own, and he doesn't understand it yet, but he's experienced it once. If he gets stuck in the other life, something happens and he gets stuck there, it will affect him in the life with you guys. So that's the ongoing thing. Also, if he dies in one life, then there's a very good likelihood the ring will be destroyed and he'll still be alive in the other life. But
so if you die in the game, you don't die in your life.
Yeah.
So if he dies in our life, he'll continue living in the other life?
He may well do so, yeah. Supported by the ring.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Which means somebody could go there and get him, basically, and bring him. And he would be aware of it.
So wait, you die in the life, you don't die in the ring?
Yeah. That's cool.
What?
He gets experience for the other
experience for both places.
That's really cool. Okay.
Double the danger, yeah.
I mean, double the enemy making.
And there are some issues, like, where the ring creates, it becomes like you start wondering
which is the real me.
Yeah. Like,
basically, illusionist insanity.
Memories back to his
it's kind of like how illusionist insanity is, too. They start questioning reality.
Yeah. So when he's there, he thinks he's the one that's with you, but he didn't. Yeah. Right now, he's trying to figure out, he doesn't understand why he's there, but he's just figuring it out. His character is just figuring it out. So he'll have it. And then she's going to enlist him on the quest, and then this party will be accompanying him to go on that quest. So basically, think of it as like a micro. So we will play these characters for a while, and if at some point in time you really decide you love the character or whatever, you want to do something else, that's fine, but the characters can leave there. It is a real other life. So these characters could go off and encounter the party.
Yeah,
it's actually happening. In fact, they're going to travel to Hillcrest.
This is real TV.
This is where they're going.
This isn't TV. This is real life.
Okay.
Hit points for wizard are D4 and fighter is D10, right?
Correct. And so he does not get fighter hit points
until
level 6 level. Correct.
Yeah.
Plus
3.
And
what's
16 combo
plus
for HP?
2.
Oh, yeah, because
it's and then you double combo bonus for me.
If I hit 17 decks, do I get the D100 roll
again? No.
Okay. So
the only reason fighters do that is because the fighter class has built in that they have 18 percentile dice roll. So when they hit 18, they get their percentile dice roll. But they didn't get before.
9, 16, 12. I don't have 16.
Good with mine.
16, 12 plus 24 is what I get.
Okay. So basically, here's the name. So your characters are characters in good standing with the halfling community. You either live in the capital, the western capital of the Panreach, or you frequent the halfling sector often. You have connections with the halflings.
Got a thing for short kings.
That kind of thing. Okay. I'm not necessarily romantically, but just you can have whatever connections outside you want, but you're just in good relations with them. And so when he is in the offing of putting together a group, the party, your characters are going to show up one after another, basically to say, "Hey." In fact, if you want to decide that one of your characters are somehow related, like family, talk about the halflings being brothers, you have to roll dice to make that happen.
What can I say? You're going to get other stuff for your halflings.
Is your base saver 13, 11,
13? Okay, so I have 109 hit points.
67.
Yeah, so halflings get some massive bonus to saves. Also, remember that halflings are kind of weird and that some magic items will not work for them.
It's very back and forth. So, what's your constitution, sir? I actually have the halfling thing right here.
Okay, good.
I have the save.
Yeah, no, those are bonuses halfling that halflings get.
17
con. So, you get +4 to the roll for poison.
I have to think of a character voice for a
spell save and rot set one. Okay, 18 con is
a dainty, extremely charismatic, at least somewhat promiscuous. Theon has my voice. Just
rude!
Just type everything you want to say into a text each.
Email text.
Just go on like character traits and stuff. Chatbot AI, buddy.
So you think of the names?
Field?
No.
You mean four funny character flaws for a halfling barbarian?
Oh, jeez.
Boy, a charming. Yeah, that's a big part of my character. For a charming, musical.
It's like the deepest, like Brooklyn accent.
Right. Either he doesn't know what 5 minutes is or he doesn't want to come back to the.
All right, just talk sort of like this.
Really elongated. Okay, let's see what we got here. Dance before fight? That could be yours.
I think I'm going to do this.
One of the funny character flaws.
Hair color, eye color.
Dance before fight.
Set your hair color, eye color. Basic. All basic equipment is available. Anything that you want, basic equipment.
Ooh, I like that.
Over do I get magic items for having me over-equipped?
You metagamer.
I didn't metagame that. It was random.
You can have extra normal items for sure.
Over-equipped, not over-magic equipped, you see?
And it's like a genie. You should have at least one magic or exquisite quality item that you can't use to make sure that you're over-equipped.
Great sword +5. None of us can use it.
Okay, we're going to pass on this. Talk about how these characters relate to your characters.
I mean, I'm
going for something a little more.
Now I'm 16.
Aaron.
That gives off air edge.
Bracers of like defense. AC
Arden.
4.
16 charisma, 19 okay. Comeliness. I'm pretty too. Not 30 charisma, but comeliness is pretty. I'm pretty.
Let me go with red hair.
Is that something more exotic, like purple eyes or head or curly?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a good character. Over
the one
friendly.
Blue and green. Dex bonus for 17 to AC is
3.
3? Wow.
3 for AC?
For 17 dex.
Yeah, you're talking about AC though?
Yeah. And is it 2 for initiative?
Yes.
I've never had a character over 16 dex.
Yeah, brown. You have a quarter
staff
plus
3. I don't know if we're doing the brother thing or not, but I did brown hair greenness.
What a catch.
Oh, I like the brother thing.
Sucks that's in there. Sorry. Dude, that was
okay, if you want to be brothers, catch. You have to roll a d10, and you have to get within 2 numbers of each other.
All right.
Oh. Otherwise, you can be...
4.
1, but it's on the keyboard. I re-roll.
Okay, re-roll it. I'll give you one more chance. Arizona, otherwise, you can be like childhood friends. Or...
9.
No. So you can be childhood friends.
You can be childhood friends. I could be like... It's that guy relationship where, like,
how old
the big
are you?
Guy always bullies
how
the
How old
guy.
Are the ages? How do the
27,
ages?
28.
Oh, one different, yeah.
I think
yeah.
Usually the good friends, the big guy, save the little guy if he bully.
Yeah, but then I just, but I'm like, I still push him around.
We went to school with each other.
We went to barbarian school together.
You could do it like Steinbeck of Mice and Men. Like, you're the really smart guy, and he's the one stroking the mouse.
But I'm the big guy. I'm 14.
Oh, yeah, that works backwards, though.
What's
the
your
brain is in the big guy.
What's to hit strength bonus for 1876?
I want to know who fumbled it.
I gotcha. I think it's +2, +3.
Sounds right.
I'm really excited.
76?
Yep.
It's +2, +4. Barely +2, +4. 75 is +2, +3.
I bet you it's on NFL's.
Aaron?
Yes.
You also have boots of dancing. They give you the non-blood proficiency dance for performance purposes. You don't get any bonus for like training and stuff. They do give you +2 to AC, +1 to saves. However, there is a 1 in 10 chance rolled at the beginning of each combat that they make you dance for the next D10 round.
Wow.
So while dancing, you can still fight as normal, do everything as normal, but you lose those bonuses it's and get a -2 to to AC and a -1
that's
to hit.
10% chance of doing a new round?
Yep.
That's one of your
each combat.
Each weight's plus 5 combat, plus 176.
Each combat.
You roll at the beginning of each combat, and then you go a d10 rounds from there.
I'm just going to put always.
If it triggers.
Oh, I only roll the first round of combat?
Yeah, before combat.
Okay.
Ooh, and then.
If it triggers,
gets hangry.
It goes its duration. At the end of that, you roll again, because that's essentially a new combat.
Got it. Each combat.
It's not going to come up very often.
Explains why he gets.
When it does, it'll be funny.
And gets hangry when he's
and
not.
The bonuses are lost, and you get a -2 to AC and a -1 to hit for the time that you're dancing. Okay, and that's all of this magical stuff. Everything, all, any other normal equipment you want is fine.
What's your character?
Aaron, come to Arden.
We're doing an interview.
Jackson Jeffman had a
97.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was. I saw that on one of the highlights. That was pretty nice.
Arden, you have a filter of persuasiveness.
A what?
It's a potion.
Oh, a filter. P-H-I-L-T-E-R?
Yes, of persuasiveness.
It's a coffee filter.
Coffee filter of persuasiveness.
Is there a magical university somewhere near the Pan Region?
There's not like an academy or anything, but there are masters who have multiple apprentices. Think mixed humanoid human society versus the Western capital of the Pan Region.
I'm just saying like anywhere in the vicinity or where the
Diamond Cove is the closest.
You should come up with some character flaws.
What? 70 yards, should he touch them? Look at this.
Arden, you have a ring. It is a ring of protection.
Lord.
Pretty good one.
Wow.
You should use a. You should make character flaws, put it in AI, and then put your 3 character traits that you got for your character.
Oh, I think it might be in the other book. I'm trying to lie here. Okay, ring of protection.
Use it.
Okay, you have a ring of protection +3 and a 5-foot radius.
Let's go. Whoa. For a touchdown.
5-foot radius?
Yep.
Can we, like, rob this party? That is not a cheap item.
Joe Burrow fumbled.
That's
amazing.
Got
a touchdown off of it.
That's a like, 6-figure kind of item.
Okay.
Price wise. Like
and last but not least.
Like a +2 is like 20 grand.
Miscellaneous magical stuff. D6.
Minor hired bodyguard.
Oh my. Okay, I'll give it to you. You have a hat of difference.
I don't know what that is. Lets you do subtraction quicker mentally.
Yeah. No calculator. Just do it in your hat.
3 + 3 = 0. 3 - 3 = 0. Quick maths.
Pardon me.
Up to 5 digits.
10 - 10 = 0. Quick maths.
Okay, yeah. It's a hat of difference that allows you to function as a 5th level cleric.
Wow.
If the hat is ever discarded, lost, or stolen, or not within a 1-mile radius of its owner for a 24-hour period, then all experience in the different profession is likewise lost. So
wow.
Basically, if you wear it during an adventure, you will split experience with it. If you wear it for 5 minutes, you will split experience with it as if it were an NPC for that adventure.
Huh.
So if you use the abilities at all during an adventure, you split the experience.
It's like a split
person. Do I have to memorize or pray for spells?
When you're wearing the hat, yes. And if you like wear it for 5 minutes and use up some spells, the next time you put it on, those spells will be missing unless you wear it, sleep, pray.
Ouch. Yeah. That's kind of rough for you.
What does it make him a cleric to?
Whatever your god is.
Oh, do Loki.
Whatever one you choose.
Something that fits illusionist.
Yeah,
he's not an illusionist. He's a mage. No, he is an illusionist.
He's an illusionist.
Yeah, he's an illusionist.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And
she is an illusionist.
She is an illusionist.
I'm talking about Aphrodite.
You do Aphrodite.
I don't think I would do Aphrodite. Okay.
Hera.
Goddess of families. And,
okay.
Maybe.
Also, you have three, Arden, you have 3 bullets, three sling bullets +3.
Can I even use this
one? No.
You're over-equipped.
It's one of my characters.
You are carrying. Ooh, I can use the sling as a cleric.
Oh, that's true. You can do that. That's right. Yeah, that's good thinking.
You are carrying more gear than
I
what you loud weigh.
And proud.
Does the cleric hat come with...
You have, hold on, you have... 6 holy symbols of whatever god.
Of multiple gods.
All fully dedicated to that god. Ready to go.
Yep. And you don't have a bag
of
holding.
You have 1 set of 4 horseshoes that are magical, but you don't know what they do. And you have a bag of 6 beans that will grow, each will grow 1 to 4 fully grown stalks of corn, ears ready for harvest.
Bring
it all. That's it.
Level up. That's completely you.
Level up.
Complete.
Raw corn.
You can eat raw corn, it's edible.
Yeah.
Or you could cook it. Or you could throw 3 of them down in a hallway and they can't get through. stuck in a corn field.
Pocket beans! I mean, to him.
Okay. Josh, you have one magical item.
Does he know it's magic?
We'll determine that in a minute.
Oh, snap.
May I have another, please?
I keep breaking them, DM. Can I get another?
Ooh.
Daddy DM.
Dionysus.
There you go.
That's interesting. Because all of Dionysus' female followers are crazy.
And you're an illusionist, so you're probably...
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Roll for insanity points for the illusionist. I think if you're 6 levels into illusionist, you're bound to have at least 3. One or two, at least.
At least one or two.
I mean, I played Illusionist for like 4 sessions and I already got insane.
Okay, so you have an amulet.
Depends on the kinds of stuff you try.
That was a family heirloom handed down to you.
I struck a barbarian game.
It is not beautifully crafted or anything. It's well worn around the edges and that kind of thing. But it was like from your father and your grandfather and your great grandfather. It's sort of hard, you know. Like, and you think it was your great great uncle actually had it. Anyway, it's been worn. And it,
I made it real.
Yeah, unbeknownst to your character, it functions as an amulet of proof against detection and location.
He failed, but I made it. No, I failed, but he made it. No, he failed, I made it.
Detection and location.
By my perspective,
however, whenever you wear the amulet in the moonlight, at any time, once per day, you roll a d6. If you roll a 1, it switches to be an amulet of an inescapable location. Basically, everyone and everything knows where you are.
Wow.
Anybody that wants to, I mean, they don't have to.
Where, what else is it?
The proof against detection and location. So all the time it works is you can't be found, but then whenever it's in the moonlight, there's a 1 in 6 chance it switches to be an amulet of an inescapable location. If it does that, it will stay that way until a certain criteria is met, which you don't know what it is, obviously, and I'm not going to tell you because it'll be fun for you to figure it out. Okay.
Or.
And it will eventually go back, is the point.
It stays that way until you die.
Or until you break it.
Well, you can just take it off.
Well, he doesn't know it's magical. He considers it a family heirloom.
It's my lucky amulet.
If at some point in time, like a bunch of people show up to try to kill him, they're not going to be trying to kill him because of the amulet. They have no idea, right? But he goes, there's got to be something. He's naked. And the only thing he's wearing the amulet. There's something about me that's making people mad. I'm going to take this amulet off. See, that's the last thing. And that would be his only chance of ever figuring that out.
Unless someone said, hey, nice amulet. It's magical.
He has a bit of a
no, player. Because when it is an amulet of proof against detection and location, it cannot be detected. It's magical.
That's fair, because it has the protection for that.
That is funny.
But when it's the inverse, I'm sure it very much so does.
Oh, yeah, it detects us everything.
Like, what are you?
I am a god.
Detecting
you're
dragon.
So lucky!
Your amulet is alive. And also dead. And also magic. And not magic.
And also a dragon bay fiend.
It's neutral evil.
Undead
amulet.
It's everything.
Neutral evil. Lawful evil.
Okay.
Chaotic good.
RJ.
He shows up and smites
you. Evil.
You can't smite it.
You have a rod, a staff, or a wand.
But it's also evil. It's actually, none of
on the first chart.
Why is your amulet not an amulet?
Did you take staff proficiency by any
chance? Your amulet is a secret door.
No, you do not use a staff.
Well,
that could make it.
There's a secret door in his amulet. Your amulet is a lock. Darts
and daggers.
It's
okay.
A
lock. Okay. Well, that's
a okay.
Cast
wait for it to be done. Just
okay, so you have a rod of absorption, which basically absorbs magical spells or patterns. So it'll do either one.
That's a spicy rod. Theon's going to kill you for it.
And he has a way of tracking you.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view.
That is, like, that's my favorite.
Okay, so
like,
you know that the rod will absorb spell levels. You can put them in, or if someone casts it at you, you can try to use the rod to absorb if someone casts a spell at you. If it's not targeted at you, the chance of actually absorbing it is pretty small. If it's targeted at you, the chance is really good. Okay. If you're holding it and somebody targets you with a spell, odds are it'll go in the rod.
Or dorky.
It does have the negative side that you're aware of 2 things. One, when the rod is full, if it is full, it begins to automatically generate random magical effects until it is no longer full. And they can be detrimental, they can be good, you don't have any control.
Can't you,
over
so it's not anything to trap, it's just whatever. It's just
correct.
Random.
Yeah, pretty much.
And scary. Can you like over absorb it and it blows up?
More similar to like a wand of wonder type thing, which is like a random roll. It could
most
be a fireball, it could be a an elephant. It's it like could a be a mouse. It could be rose petals. That kind of thing.
Does Kendall's overcharge in this game? Does he know? What do you know?
No, it won't overcharge. It just that's what it does.
Oh, in other games, they overcharge. They blow up.
That's it won't blow up. It'll just it'll.
If it has more, actually, it'll be
more. More readily, it will produce magical stuff. Like, for example, if it goes five levels over, the next five rounds, it's going to produce magical stuff.
It's basically a staff of power in the staff of absorption.
And it is a rod, so staff proficiency wouldn't have worked anyway.
Does it have a magical bonus?
Probably.
Know it?
Okay. Last one.
Be an interesting item for a barbarian.
Okay, I'll give you a ring of protection plus one as well. Just because.
Plus one AC.
That's for you to have no magical protections whatsoever would suck. And then you have a dagger.
I was kind of hoping.
Are you halfling?
Leather armor.
Yes.
Okay.
Not your crazy awesome ring of protection.
Okay, so it is a dagger plus two long tooth.
I'd rather have that than leather armor plus two.
It's a dagger plus two long tooth.
Especially if you get phantom armor. Like, I don't think, did you get it?
That was in this book. Yes, it is. Okay. So it looks like a normal weapon, normal magical. It does have a magical bonus.
I don't know what it is yet, though.
I'm going to read you the script right now. So when it's wielded by a small demi-human, such as a gnome or halfling, which you are, it actually lengthens and functions as a short sword, but still uses the dagger proficiency. So you'll get plus two to hit, plus two to damage. It's as light and as wieldy as a dagger, will be in the hands of the same character. Weapon will actually penetrate wood or stone as easily as if it were softer material when used by a gnome or halfling. Inflict maximum damage against others.
Short sword.
Yep, so it does short sword damage, which is d6, d8, instead of the d4, d3 of a dagger. It's plus 2 to hit, plus 2 to damage. It actually elongates, like you see it get longer, but it still wields like a dagger, so you can use your dagger proficiency. And then it cuts wood or stone as easily as if it were softer material when used by a halfling, which you are. And so it basically inflicts maximum damage against wood or stone.
Four bonus against poison, three against paralyzed that magic, petrification and polymorph, and two versus rod. No,
barbarian. Okay.
Four to poison.
That leaves just Thomas.
And three paralyzation.
Number of magical items. Two. First one is.
And then.
Miscellaneous magic.
Two for rod.
3d5.
And then an additional plus three or two? Two for rod, an additional one for every four levels. So all those are actually one higher.
Oh, that is hilarious.
So five poison, three rod Cephalon, four poly.
Rod staff one, not just rod.
That's all the same thing. Rod staff one is all one thing. Doesn't matter.
Okay. But the minus four and the minus three is for poison and paralyzed specifically.
It's five for poison paralysis, three rod staff one, four petrification polymorph because we're fourth level or sixth level. So your C versus paralysis poison, you fail on a one because you're halfling barbarian. Because that was that. Because he's got 18 cons, so it's plus five. He gets plus 10 to his roll, and his save is an 11.
She has 30 foot of silk rope.
Okay.
Not used her climbing.
Please tell me you have rope used plus 5 now. Rope used 10.
Nah, that's wrapped right into seduction. Backstab.
Rope use. Specifically to
melt. No, you can take anatomy, which if you make a
wisdom check, she also has anatomy too.
Backstab. But only thieves really or assassins get backstab.
Tried to poison me. Yeah.
I guess it's not really just me.
Yeah. Rod staff one, so you have it.
Okay.
And it means you make a wisdom check, and if you do, you'll do times 2.
Nah, you have plus 3. 8 on the roll.
Also, you can heal 1 hit point.
I feel like a paladin.
Okay. Breath weapon, and your spell save's 10, so your spell save's gonna. Okay.
You can just take it on top.
Your breath weapon's 13. Yeah.
Okay.
9. Okay, you're 5 there.
Okay, so you have it's a necklace, basically a chain that you wear around your neck, and it has a shrunken head of a witch doctor on it.
That's scary.
And the eyes of the head always seem to be looking to and fro, so it's a little creepy to look at. And actually, it functions as a scarab of enraging enemies. So basically, what happens is whenever you point out the witch doctor head, show it, hold it up, whatever, or if somebody notices it of their own accord, then a charge is triggered, and they fly into rage, basically. They have to make a save versus magic. If they fail, they become enraged. And then they will begin attacking anyone randomly, including their friends. And they get
bonus to hit damage, but minus armor class.
You said it uses a charge. Do I?
It does use a charge. Your character is unaware of its magical effect. You just know it's more like you think it's Witch Doctor. If he died and he ordered before he died that his own head would be shrunken so he could continue to have a lasting effect on
Maybe I'm like some kind of champion or something. I am 5 foot, 176 pounds.
You're lucky, Amir, that's really creepy.
I'm a very large halfling barbarian.
Yeah, okay. Which is, a halfling barbarian is rare enough in and of itself. Yeah. So, all right, anyway. So you don't have any charge to have left on it, or how to recharge it, or if it really even is magical.
You said
matter.
Two items, or is that just
one? I know, I have another one. Yeah.
Okay.
What big feet you have?
What big hairy feet you have?
Why don't you ever wear shoes?
Can I have a makeup kit?
No, it's all natural.
You take disguise. It could be a good thing, though. If you take disguise, you could lower your comeliness sometimes.
I have acting.
There might be some good thing with that.
I wonder if that would
work. Just be careful with acting, because that can fall under the whole dissuasion thing, where you get the negative reaction bonus. But if you just say, like, you wear makeup that makes you look quite not quite so beautiful,
yeah,
that could be more beneficial.
I'll just have a mask.
Yeah, that would work.
If you're ever standing next to Brunson, you get plus four comeliness when you stand next to Brunson.
Brunson just goes catatonic.
Okay, you have a spade of colossal excavation.
All right,
awesome. That's an awesome item.
Yeah, so you are mostly unaware of its massive digging capabilities.
He's at someone's house.
You really just think that you're a massive digger.
Whoa.
Watch the R.
Okay. However, you do use the spade of colossal excavation in combat.
Oh!
So you do hit people with a shovel and things like that.
Can I have shovel proficiency?
So it's 8 foot long.
80 foot long.
Foot long.
Which is still huge. I'm 5 foot tall.
It has a spade-like blade that's 2 foot wide and 3 foot long.
This is my weapon of choice.
And you can dig great holes with it. 1 cubic yard of normal earth can be excavated in one round.
Dang.
Every 10 rounds, you have to rest for 5 rounds. That includes when you use it in combat.
Dig a grave in one scoop.
Hard pan clay takes twice as long to dig as does gravel. Loose soil takes only half as long.
What's the thing I had to rest?
After 5 rounds of using it. Okay?
Well, it'd be 2.
And it, in combat, it is +1 to hit, +3 to damage, and does D4 minus 1 quarter structure. So if you roll a 1, that'd be 3/4 stronger.
What about 1800 strength? How's that?
You have to have over an 18 to wield it.
Oh, okay. What's the normal damage on it?
It's like a shovel.
The dice used it, you mean?
What's the damage dice?
No, like normal the damage dice.
Oh, yeah. It'll be...
It's 8 foot long.
2 to 8.
So 2d4?
Yeah, 2d4 or 2d12 versus large. 2d4 or 2d6.
That is my weapon of choice.
It's kind of funny that it's just blatantly worse than a greatsword.
It's a shovel! It's made for digging in the ground. It's just...
I honestly was expecting that it
and would it does structure. Like
What?
Yeah. More than a cubic yard per minute?
Per minute, yeah. Have you ever tried to dig a cubic yard?
Yes. It's
most of us would do like 5 little shovel loads, which would be barely a cubic foot.
I didn't have...
That's 3 by 3 by 3. That is 27
also, it's
square
twice
foot.
As much
that's
in loose soil.
Digging.
Okay.
I can dig your grave in like 30 seconds, buddy.
In loose soil, you can dig
it. At least 2 minutes. I mean, that took like...
On loose soil, he could dig it in 1 minute, because that would be 2 cubic yards.
That took like what 10 of us about what half an hour
mulch.
To do with the mulch.
Yeah, just moving the mulch. Yeah.
Don't mess with me. I got my
okay,
shovel.
Okay, we good? We got magic items. You got hit points. Any really weird things have hit points? Like you have a atrociously low or atrociously high hit points?
I have not rolled yet.
He has over 100 hit points.
42. Is that like
that's
super
solid?
Low,
no, that's solid.
Josh
because you're
100.
You are a mage for 6 levels. So. Okay. Oh, you have a spell book. We have to spell
someone
book.
Someone want
to
watch
yeah, that.
It's D4 for religion, right?
Josh has 109.
I get no bonus. So this is what I get.
That's solid. That's definitely solid.
I have 67.
As a magic user, you still get your con bonus. Right?
Wait, I'm picturing this.
Yes.
He's 3 foot tall. You're 5 foot tall. You weigh 50 pounds more than him, and
he has
40
more hit points.
40 more hit points. So you knock him around like a rag doll, and he just keeps getting up.
Yeah. Why do you think he's got so much hit points?
He's made of rubber. He's like a child.
Now, dude, his bones are so condensed.
If I got 18 con,
his bones are probably this thick around.
If I had 18 con, I'd have about the same amount of hit points. I don't have 18 con. It adds,
yeah,
18 con would add 24 hit points. I'm gonna be half quite the same.
I couldn't find it.
24 and 67.
Bodybuilding will get you there. They're actually right.
Not for a long, long time. No. I'm at 1877.
Maybe you'll drink from a magical pool that gives you a level.
Yeah. He's 1677.
Destroy it.
I feel better. Yeah, kill it!
Did you look at the requirements for your guys' level of barbarian? I don't think they're as restrictive now.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far yet.
So what level are you? Six?
Six. May associate
with necessary. If necessary.
Exclamation point.
May strike creatures hit only by +2 weapons.
Four. Dude!
You can use magic armor, magic weapons, magic potions, and associate freely with clerics.
Yeah, so, listen to this.
Our saves are great, too.
And you got an extra +1 saves versus spell. Did you catch that?
Yeah, we got that.
So I rolled eight d4s, right?
Yeah.
4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4.
That's about how I rolled.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I just thought it was your hit point shouldn't be far off of mine.
Years ago in Low Moon, Bob Nicholson generated a 10th level mage. Definitely. I can't think of his name, is right on the tip of my tongue. And he had 13 hit points.
Who? Yeah, Vio had.
Bob Nicholson. He had a generated mage with high aptitude and 13 hit points.
Yeah, Vio did.
What level?
10th.
Yeah, Vio had about the same.
And after that level, they only get one hit point per level. And he didn't have a con bonus. So by 23rd level, he was going to have 23 hit points.
Vio was a mage thief, but he had a penalty.
In his first adventure, he had his leg cut off. And then because
and he survived?
Yeah. He was a negative hit points and they saved him. But anyway, because they didn't want to wait for him, Haynard gave him his elemental D4.
Yeah.
Thank you. For a leg, because that's one of the elemental dice can replace a limb. And so he had the ability to take his leg off and cast, you roll a D4 and cast a spell of first, second, third, or fourth level mage or whatever he rolled of air element.
That's the exact same as I rolled.
27.
Yeah, but I get +2 for my con bonus.
And anyway, base movement of 15 inches.
All right, you ready?
Sure. It's almost done with my backstory.
Cool. All right, here we go. First level. What's your intelligence?
16.
Variants gain a bonus to their armor class 2 steps.
40 hands.
Every point of dexterity over 14. What's your dexterity?
Comprehend language.
I don't know. I just put next person.
Detect magic.
I just write something.
Featherfall.
What's your dexterity?
You said comprehend languages, 17. Detect magic, and featherfall.
Yep.
So you get 6.
Hold portal.
15
to get. -6. Did I get any armor? Or
identify.
Anything?
Yeah. Illusionists basically don't wear armor.
But only if the armor worn
you can
is
make
not,
phantom
it's
armor,
not a fairly
which is a first
bulky
level
or
spell
bulky
and
type.
It gives you AC and hit points.
So -3.
But
-6.
You
very good.
Bend
so
the spell.
-3.
Or you have to burn the spell to do it. But it does last until I think.
Yeah. So you're at AC.
Right.
One.
Yes.
And then
-3
for a long time.
I think it's like hit points are destroyed.
-6
for
every much.
Hours, 8 hours.
8 hours plus an hour.
It's 2 for every 1 point above 14.
So hold portal, was there something after that?
Yeah. So with unarmored, you're AC 1.
Yet.
And then if you have not bulky armor, like leather armor, or like this, not bulky, you get 2 more. You still get the bonus, that 6 bonus to your AC.
Push.
If you're wearing bulky armor, it's a 1, that bonus becomes 1 instead of every point. Above
shield.
14.
Sleep.
So if you have like leather armor, which is AC 7,
unseen,
you'd be AC negative 2.
Burning Hands.
The defensive adjustment for dexterity.
So you're burning. You have a variant of Burning Hands that takes twice as
long
to cast. If you have both, you just put variant next to it, and if you have both, you can take it either way. If you only have the variant, then you just can only take it the variant way. You have both in this case.
Oh, okay.
So you can take it as normal
place,
Burning Hands, or you can take it as.
Dexterity given.
Takes 2 segments to cast instead of 1.
No, sorry. So you just
it's
get 6.
Frost.
It's just 6 plus 3. It's just 6.
Damage.
So you just get double your dexterity bonus.
Fire. And it's D2 per level instead of 1 point per level.
It can be of any non-lawful alignment.
And it will freeze any liquids that it has direct contact with immediately to 1 inch deep per level.
Well, the initial number of weapons the barbarian uses must include
and your
index,
level in radius,
knife and
or
spear.
Your level in diameter. So basically, if you have, you can easily freeze like a puddle. Level maybe 5th. Yeah, so 5 inches deep. So you could freeze a lake or a pond to 5 inches deep by 5 feet wide, 5 foot circle. So make a little 5 inch deep floating raft kind of thing, basically, is what you'd get.
You have 41 to 10.
But
you
can
climb
potions, fountains. It's really bad for creatures that are made of water, that kind of thing.
Okay. I knew when they were.
You also have a variant on magic missile.
You have a.
strength.
Ooh, that's a crazy one.
You have climb walls.
So,
you're hanging in the bills with the bills without marking.
97%.
Okay, you have the regular magic missile, or you have a variant magic missile, which does no damage. However, it is it has the effect of a slow spell on each target.
Hide in that save surroundings.
The normal slow spells doesn't have any save, but so in other words, like your sixth level, fifth level,
yeah,
perfect. So it's, you, that means you can do that. The magic spell, you can strike three targets, save negates, and if they fail their save, they're slowed.
You have you have the ability to surprise people
the last
on a 3 and 6 chance. 4 and 6 if it's familiar terrain. Surprise. Variant surprise opponents on a 3 and 6 chance. Or 4 and 6 in familiar terrain.
Yes.
So your charm person has a variant. The variant is you can cast it in advance on one person. Well, and it follows the same rotation as magic missile, so it actually be 3 people.
And you're only surprised at 10% or 5% is familiar.
It serves as proof versus charm for. Twice your level hours. So in your case, it'd be 10 hours.
He's going to have no plans to retire. He's going to have syrup rain by the time he's
40. Did I say how many people?
Back protection, 30%.
3 people, yep.
You know how that works.
Casting time is still the same.
If someone attacks you from behind, you roll that.
So basically, all of those, you have variants of those spells. When you memorize them, you have to pick, did you memorize the variant or did you memorize the
variant? I'm not surprised. Okay.
Second level.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
Continual light, detect evil, invisibility, knock, mirror image,
five per level,
protection from cantrips.
So I have built into this character.
Vocalize.
A number of masks.
Web.
Porcelain.
That's it.
Detect illusion.
One barrier.
30%. The bonus to save is a big thing.
So the web spell. So your variant is the same casting time as normal. It requires thin, durable fibers 50%. As an additional material component. So like from a reed, strips from a reed, or silk would work. So thin and durable fibers as an additional material component.
Detect magic,
it makes
50%.
A web just like a normal web spell
it's
does. Same area of effect, everything's the same.
Per level
but the webs are non-flammable, which means you can't set them on fire normally. You can't set on fire by torch fire, burning hands, anything like that, which normally they can burn down real easily. However, these webs, if shined on by a magical source of light, not fire, will one time burst into non-existence, and they will do 1 hit point per level of your level damage to everyone who is inside the web. Basically, you can't burn them down. No one can burn them down, which is an advantage. But if they do shine a light on them, they'll go away immediately. But then when they do, they create all those little fibers that do damage to the people inside. And then there are sufficient fibers left over when the spell is cast for additional castings.
You can pick
up material components.
You can pick the segment.
So what you use to cast it is consumed, but then once it blows up that way, if it does,
craft,
you can pick up fibers for another casting.
Horsemanship, long distance signaling.
Okay,
so you got that.
Okay, third level. That's the last one he gets, right?
I already
didn't
think that.
All right, here we go. Blink. A lot of information fast.
I kind of ran out of space, but.
Section on the back of the page. Okay, blink.
Player
audience.
If we have an 8th level, you can summon a barbarian ward.
Careful with that one.
That's 8th level, so.
Dispel magic. Detect illusion.
So we all can detect illusion and detect magic.
Fireball. Well, remember the barbarians do it at a percentile chance.
Yeah, it's 30 and 50. 30 for illusion, 50 for magic for us.
Fly.
Since we're all good at it.
Can they just get protection from fire?
No. Not unless it's a variant or something.
Is there protection from energy?
Lost my spot. Haste. Old person. material, protection from normal missiles, slow tongues. Variant. The variant of fireball. Okay, so the variant of fireball that you have has a double the casting time, so it's two segments, or it's an extra, no, not double, I'm sorry, one extra segment, so it goes to four segments casting time instead of three, okay, and then what it does is normally a P fires out when you fire a fireball, it impacts the location, either the thing that it's targeting or the area that it's targeting, okay, in this case, it explodes in that area in the normal radius that you would have for a fireball, which is indoors, very dangerous, right, and then, but it only explodes in light, there's no damage, after which time, you can divide your fireball damage into 3-foot radius blasts inside the area, but you divide your damage out. So in other words, you get 5d6 damage, you can go 2d6, 2d6, 1d6, and there are 3-foot blast area radius. Yeah. So basically it makes your fireball usable indoors. Bearing in mind that if you hit somebody as a melee, there's still a good chance one of your friends are going to be in melee with them, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Pushing behind them or something.
It could be really, so essentially you could condense your fireball down into 1 3-foot area.
That's correct.
Area,
yeah, so you get 5d6. Six to one
person. Use of that. Yeah. You put it in a cluster of enemies, still hit most of the enemies that want to hit. That
I don't know. That's like maybe 2 people, but
yeah.
It could be.
But I could go in a cluster and hit 5 people or whatever, and all of them have to save for their item.
It's still D6 per level.
Yep. Yeah, you have to go to save for their item. Say we'll have a slight bonus because it's only a part piece of the fireball. Basically, the bonus is going to be equal to how much of the damage you deliver.
If they get, if
okay,
they get
fourth level, you said, right? That's
if
the only
they get hit with 3 separate explosions, they have to save for their end 3 times.
No, because they'd all go off at the same time. So if you get one save versus fireball, and if it's 5 dice, they wouldn't get any bonus to the save. Yeah. Okay. Fourth level spells. Dimension door.
Game balance feature, because I think two separate ways that's fireball.
True, but they wouldn't be going off in the same instant.
You can throw in the same segment. That's still a 6-second window. And it's 2/3 level spells.
Dispel illusion. Extension one. Minor globe.
Oh, I was thinking like an eye bag.
Your minor globe is dope.
Polymorph other.
Oh, don't you dare.
Polymorph self.
You got bolt.
Remove curse.
Polymorph other is extremely powerful. We have very loyal followers.
More. Just a teeny bit dangerous.
What about an illusion?
Wizard eye.
That, can you polymorph other an illusion? Can you believe it's real?
You what?
So if I made an illusory guy, he polymorph other it and he thought it was real, would it work?
No, because the parameters of the spell require it to be a living being.
What if I made it real?
Then yes.
But then you don't have control over it.
That's true as well. Okay, first variant.
That's a dumb question. Why would he have to cast polymorph other? I can just change it to be whatever I want to be. I'm an idiot.
You're too far down the illusion.
I am an idiot.
And then you don't.
I can get the mindset.
Yeah, you are not. You are not in the right mindset for illusionist.
Yeah.
Okay. Polymorph other.
You're thinking
has
too much in numbers.
Okay.
You got to be thinking.
The problem is, I'm thinking like a mage. I'm thinking like a problem solver instead of a problem creator.
Yeah. Okay, it needs a small sampling of saliva from the
target,
which you have to maintain on your person during the duration of the variant.
Yeah.
So like a little enrolled vial, packet, cloth soaked with their saliva, something like that. And
that's how it balances.
You then cast polymorph other on the person that gave you the saliva, and then rather than it affecting them, they can deliver it to another target by touch.
One hand that's smaller than the other.
So if I get saliva from someone, I cast it on the person the saliva is from,
correct,
and they can deliver it to
someone. Okay, if they successfully deliver it by touch to open skin, the save is at -4.
Just cut it off.
So if they physically touch skin to skin, then the save is at -4.
Do my finger and like, yeah. Like,
how did he know the ring?
You can't take it off.
It was a guess.
And we found it off on undead dude.
Well, the thing is, if
duration for them to carry the polymorph other on themselves is equal to either A, when the saliva dries up or wears out or whatever, or 5 turns max.
No, mine's the one that
like one term for a level of you.
Yeah, it just wouldn't come off. It wasn't like a gold one.
Also, they don't have to will it to be released, which means so put it on them, and if they touch another person, that other person will be affected.
It's like what they're polymorphed into, Rand.
You set it as a casting as well. And then, like, if they touch somebody else, it automatically expels.
Theon's magic item. Theon has had very powerful curse items.
Well, you don't roll a save.
They don't have to choose.
You don't put it on.
You could put it on an enemy, theoretically. If you had it, someone could get their saliva, and they could accidentally deliver it to one of their friends, something like that. Okay, and the other one is, which there's two more.
I suggest you start with, well, you have to start with iron,
that's such a cool game.
Ooh, they eat it out, huh?
Yeah.
You were in until the last second. They walk out field goal?
It was a long field goal. It wasn't like walk out. It was a long field goal.
Right, I'm saying, it was the last thing.
Yeah.
Harrison Butker, 51-yard field goal.
Yeah.
You get a variant on the spell.
I bet those Swifties are real excited that Harrison
Dispel Illusion. It requires a 50 gold piece gem at the time of casting, which
you might not like
be
women, but man, that guy can
flawed or created. It has to be a natural gem.
Can't believe my weapon.
Requires a 50
gold. I was going to put Elwin Kamar instead of.
And it is consumed at the casting.
Like Derrick Henry.
Games will not like Rogan.
You then cast Dispel Illusion on yourself or on a target that you touch.
But I didn't do it in time because
from that point on, if the person becomes certain through Detect Illusion,
dang it! And Elwin Kamar got 44 points.
That a thing is illusory, the Dispel Illusion goes off automatically. And it will maintain on that set, will maintain on a person for up to 5 days, 1 day per level. Basically, you can cast Dispel Illusion on yourself and then carry Detect Illusion. If you detect illusion, it would try to dispel it automatically. So the Detect Illusion has the ability that if you're detecting illusion and you can touch others and help them be certain that something is automatic, no safe regard. Okay, the last one is Holly's self. Okay, Poly Self, it's one segment casting time longer, and if you're carrying it and you have this version memorized and you cast it like in a combat situation or whatever and don't use the material component, it will work as a regular Poly Self, which means the only downside to carrying the variant is it casts one segment longer. However, if you want to use it for its actual special ability, it consumes 100 gold pieces of diamond dust, which is barely a pinch, it's a tiny little bit, at casting, and once you cast the spell on yourself and you polymorph into something else, if you turn back to yourself, which normally you get a d12 healing, you roll the d12 and instead of getting the healing, you have that many rounds to transform again back to something else. And if you do, the duration of the spell continues and counts from when you transform back to it. So basically you could roll a d10, get 10 for a turn, essentially you put the spell in stasis as you're yourself again, and then at the end of the 10 minutes you have to turn into something else, and then say 20 minutes later you can do it again. So you can basically take breaks from using up your duration.
Also, can you normally change yourself in polymorph self? So you pick when you pass the spell and you can't do it again?
No, if you're in polymorph self, you can turn to any number of forms, but you can never go back to a second form.
At the
form
end
time
of the D12, do I get the healing still or no?
At the very end, when the spell ends, you go back to yourself permanently, you get the D12 healing, but only once and only at the very end. Yes. Okay.
Understand if not, but it's be cool just the way I have the guy thought of.
Very much. It's going to cause a lot of problems for him.
I'm aware it could cause a lot of problems. Like,
okay, hold on.
Well, I want it to be a mass, you know, like an outfit.
I responded to something that would be cool.
Oni?
Still going to cause certain problems, but that makes it interesting. Read what I just read.
Dude, that matches even better. He is.
I'm putting out a public request for types of masks the character might wear. You have a character here that she changes.
An ugly one.
I've got a normal black cloth ninja kind of thing, porcelain masquerade, and like an Oni mask.
Yeah, just actually in more detail, just so you're aware.
Like a geisha mask.
Yes.
Oh, I got one more too. Keep the last one. Also, starts with also.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Okay, are we good?
Do we have any money?
Sure, take some.
10 million.
1 million gold.
You don't have a bag of holdings, unfortunately.
May I have 43 gold pieces?
Yes, you may.
And 90 silver.
Absolutely.
I have 25 platinum.
Sure.
Yep. I have a nice gem necklace.
Yes, worth 500 gold. Accents your bust line. Probably given to you by your older sister. What's that?
That's a joke, cut it.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, she's got to have a corset.
Does Adam have any siblings?
Let's look at your character. He has eight siblings.
Oh, no, because you still get your big bonus for it.
All the halflings can roll a d10 for me.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if anybody rolls the exact same number as me.
Five.
Who else is a halfling? Is that it?
Nine.
I was just checking to see if any of you were Adam's siblings. But no.
Can you only do rest or spin? All right.
Do you feel comfortable you have
enough
to play?
I was looking at the wrong deck. Seven.
Oh,
can I also have like a gem or something? Like my life saving?
Yeah, don't forget you need some components there.
Is hide armor bulky?
550 gold piece gems.
Would you
and three pinches of diamond dust.
Would you consider hide armor bulky?
No.
Okay. This is you get like double your dexterity bonus if you're not in bulky armor.
Correct. Anything less than leather studded is not bulky.
I might think of more than.
Well, hide is a medium armor, isn't it? Oh, no, there's no hide.
Okay. It has comedy and tragedy masks.
It'd be considered leather.
Or studded leather.
Do I have to like actually track all of my minors?
So studded leather is AC 7.
Only if it's something really odd and you're not sure if you're going to have it, which there isn't much. It's like
so
that.
Leather.
And then you get 6 from.
And no, really have to worry about it for today, but you can if we play if we use him for
AC
a long haul,
one.
Which sounds like we might complete it in. Depends on how the thing goes.
I got AC, so I've got minus 6 from the dexterity. So with the step leather, it's AC 1.
Okay, so if you haven't picked a name yet, please do.
Also,
please use the first initial of your regular character in your name, but not in the first spot.
Sure.
Well, if that throws off the name I was going to say.
Just throw a T in there somewhere.
My fifth. Cecilia?
Cecilia.
Yeah.
Oh, not the first slot. Never mind.
Nope,
it's got to be the
diagram.
You've
got to
use the foot.
No, don't have to use that. That's still Bertha? Two separate letters.
No, I'd be a Bertha. Well, it's going to be a Bertha.
Bertha the Beautiful.
I just realized I already used Cecilia for her backstory character.
Okay.
You need a T. You can do Sophie.
Can't be the first.
I mean, you can have it in the first, but you also have to have it somewhere else.
Anastasia.
Tie girl. Spelled titty girl.
My parents had great aspirations.
What's your pastor? Take a one.
Says, my parents had great aspirations. They were both gorgeous. They could pretty much, you know.
Good DNA. That could be your name. Good DNA girl.
Admara.
No T in there.
No. Good TNA? I don't know.
Charlotte.
Could be beauty. Got a T in there. Look up, just look up synonyms for beauty.
That's Nordic. That's more Nordic. I think.
Find a synonym for beauty that's...
So it has to start with the other...
It's Welsh in origin.
Oh,
it has to have the first letter of Jake's name in it, but not in the first position.
L-E-N-N-E-T-H.
It can have his first position if you want, but it has to have it somewhere else as well if you do that.
That really matters.
So Jodge.
What are the Valkyrie names?
Jodge. Jonadge. Jonajalia.
Oh, and AI. Barden Nibblesong. Fiddlesticks Brightfoot. Caden Cheerstrike.
Betsy.
We're not brothers, so we don't have the we're not gonna have the same ones.
Just realized you have to do this for Ron when he's here.
Alright.
Anyway, you have to come up with it by the time you have to introduce yourselves and you have to be able to give a basic description. Okay? Everybody roll a d20 and track the number.
18.
Who got the highest? 19 over there.
19.
You guys two roll off. Anybody else get 19 or 20?
One.
Okay, so you're first. All right, and then you're second, and then you're third. What'd you get?
12.
Well, what'd you get, Arden?
7.
Okay, so it's in that's the order. Okay. All right, get up here. Okay, so you will recall that when last we broke, the party had made its way across the first layer of the underground cavern complexes, cities, what do you want to call it, of Ogrim's Mountain. The first layer being filled with a huge society miles wide of mongrel men. During that time, you learned to use your fancy-dancy rings that make you look like an under-dark dweller, under-realm participant, whatever. And sometimes you were a beetle, and sometimes you were a scorpion, and things like that. A great hulking beast, etc. You made it most of the way across the city, and were prepared to enter the stairway to go down to the next level, which you are told is full of grimlocks. And Stropal, who is your guide, she and Noth, do not like that level, but they have been through it before and will go through it again with you. It is the third level that is the last level which they will visit with you. Beyond that, you will have to go alone, okay? And they did say that during the time when you go alone, they will allow you to keep the rings, and but you have to bring them back to them at the end of the third level, and then they will take you back up and out. And you feel pretty confident because of the interactions that you've had so far that you do kind of need them to get back up and out. She got you through the Mongrel Men area and even found this area for you to rest in before you head down further. And so that's where we left off. At which point in time, the party beds down. Shut it up. Here we go. Seconds later, Adam awakes. You are lying in your bed in the house where you met your wife previously. And this dream seems altogether real once again. You are laying there alone. There is still a slight depression in the pillow next to you, as if she was there just previously, and you can smell her faint perfume that she usually pretty much wears, or she did the last time you were here. Why am I finding that?
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.